Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Abava is here. Joel's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Going back now, golly, more than 10 years. Coming up on 11 years, he's been hanging out with us. And he is the franchise king. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner. And he is a great friend of ours. Joel Abava, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me on this normal Christmas, almost Christmas Day kind of thing.
We don't use that word around here, Joel, normal.
Sorry.
That word doesn't compute in my world. But happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And so as I was telling the audience earlier, Joel, this is our Christmas Day show for me, and I do this every year, even when Christmas is not on the weekend, and I invite my Jewish friends to share it with me, and so thank you for being here. Now you have, sure. have you ever seen the movie Horton Hears a Who?
I've heard of it, but I haven't.
Okay, this is a great show. You got to watch it. Even Grace your college age daughter. You guys would love it.
Okay.
So there's this elephant who hears some noise coming out of a flower, and as I remember, and what he's hearing is this other world down in way down, teeny tiny microscopic down inside this flower, and the people in that world, the who world, they think they're where they are is everything. It's the whole universe, right? And they're just—they're just minuscule down inside this plant. It's his whole world down there. That's what Horton, who's the elephant, hears this, right? Sometimes I think on planet Earth, we get the idea that we're big, Earthlings.
That's right.
You know what I mean? When you look at the universe, we're like that little Whoville, right?
Yeah.
We're tiny.
That's true.
We're little bitty on this little bitty rock, third rock from the sun, and we're passengers on this spaceship, Earth. We're not going to get off of this, are we? Why don't we get along, Joel?
I agree. I totally agree. It's an interesting dynamic, even in our household, with the latest political
right.
Stuff going on with the new president. And my attitude is, let's give the guy a chance. Let's see what happens, even though I didn't vote for him, because, this is just too big, which is the opposite of the little that you're talking about, but what's
right.
going on is too big for us to argue before anything even happens.
And America is too important to planet Earth, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it really is, and it needs to be. And then we have my wife, who is on the opposite end of the spectrum, who sometimes freaks out a little bit about the future with this thing. So we have our discussions.
But your wife is Christian.
Yes, uh-huh. She's Catholic. So we have a blended family and blended holidays. Yeah, it's fun.
And you say yes, ma'am, a lot, don't you?
Me? Nah. Are you kidding? Only when she tells me what to do.
So how do you guys manage the blended holidays? Because Hanukkah, and I don't remember seeing it like this. I'm not saying it hasn't been this way, but this is my 20th consecutive Christmas show since I've been doing my show, and so I don't remember Hanukkah being right on top of Christmas like this before.
Yeah, I remember it was several years ago, and it's just fun. It's just fun,
How do you guys celebrate the two?
We do a little bit of Hanukkah, but we mostly do Christmas.
Yeah,
that's just how it is. When my daughter Grace was little, she went to a Jewish daycare. She also went to a daycare that was in a church. So she's kind of had both, which is fun. But we're really are pretty liberal when it comes to this stuff. So we don't take either holiday that seriously. We take it kind of with a grain of salt, and we just have fun with it, and we roll with it, and we try not to get stressed out.
Well, that's probably smart, because the more you do it, the more you identify the differences, and then you start going the wrong direction, right?
Yeah. We don't like to put too much intensity on either side.
Well, I know you a little bit, so I'm going to make a presumption here. It's more about the importance of being spiritual people.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, the more spiritual you are, I think the more likely you are to get along with folks. Now, that's my opinion. What do you think?
I agree. I agree 100%. I like to hang with people that believe in doing the right thing.
Have values.
Right. Period. And ethics.
Yeah.
And people that don't aren't in my world. I'm very black and white when it comes to that. I think you're either good people or you're not. And I hang around with good people.
Well, I'm that way too. At my age, I don't have time to try to save people who don't.
Boy,
you know,
you got that right. Totally true.
But I mean, I try to, you know, maybe to a certain degree, if it's possible. But basically, it seems to me that when we see forces that are moving against spirituality. And I'm not talking about religion here. I'm talking about spirituality. We see forces that are moving against those things. I think those forces are not good for us. What do you think?
I agree. It's too much negative energy, too much craziness.
Well, look. We hear about the war on Christianity. Look at the anti-Semitism that seems to be rising up more in the last 10, 20 years than we used to have. Those two forces are not good for planet Earth, are they?
No, they're not good for planet Earth. They're not good for the universe. I mean, it's just negative nastiness there's just no place for it anymore.
Well, I think I want to talk when we come back after this break. I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, and you've kind of alluded to it a little bit, but I want to give it a name, and I want you and me to exercise it a little bit. And the thing I want to talk about is intellectual honesty. Now, folks, Joel and I are a lot alike in some ways, and we're a lot different in other ways. And so we're going to practice a little intellectual honesty after this break, and maybe it'll mean something to you. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, everyone. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. My good friend Joel Ababa is here. I don't care where it goes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.